Marshburn to preach the Word of God tonight.
Take a breather for a minute.
Hallelujah. Why don't you give another hand clap so I can take a few more breaths while you're doing that? Hallelujah. My, my, my. What an incredible time we've had with God already here tonight. I believe that the presence of God is in this place in a strong way. How about you? I said, I believe that the presence of God is in here in a strong kind of way. How about you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you do. What an awesome time we have had this weekend. I tell you, we always have a great time here at Landmark, but I was thinking in the office earlier today, an incredible time, Saturday night prayer. God moved in this place in a mighty way. And then our pastor stands up here and commissions us with a challenge. And then this morning, pastor always preaches great, but I made sure that this morning, immediately following the message, that I made a beeline to this pulpit to tell him that that wasn't just a Landmark message, but that was a general conference, youth congress message that was preached this morning. You know, I believe that sometimes we get a little bit spoiled in what God is doing here in this house. All the miracles that we've seen happen, all the signs, all the wonders that we have seen take place. Four being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost this morning, this morning's service. Wow. God's doing some great stuff. Hallelujah. And I anticipate tonight to be nothing less. But I do have a message that the Lord has laid on my heart. And I do pray and hope that I'm able to preach it the way that He has laid it on my heart. That's my prayer every time I'm here. The Lord lays messages on our hearts, and then the hardest part, I guess, is trying to get them to go across the way that you receive it whenever God gives it to you. To me, it was just probably about an hour or so ago in my office when God laid it on me, and I was in my office, and I just began to cry. And I asked God, I said, God, let this message go forth the same way that I feel it right here, right now. I want you to feel the way that God wants us to feel when He begins to speak to His people. And I believe that He's getting ready to do that. So we're not gonna prolong anymore. We're gonna move right on in. If you have your Bibles, we're gonna turn to Mark chapter 2. We're gonna read Mark chapter 2, verses 3-9. Mark chapter 2, verses 3-9. Verse 3 says this. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, somebody say the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there was a certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? They didn't know who they were talking about. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, take up thy bed, and walk. There was a challenge that ushered into that place. God had a plan. He saw the man that was sick. He said, Your sins be forgiven. Then all of a sudden, others that thought, Hey, this isn't something that this man can do. He said, You know what? I'm going to show you a little more. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Don't stay here. Don't stay in that bed. Get up and walk away from what used to be. What you felt was going to be for life. What was going to be for eternity. Get up, get away from it, and move on. I'm speaking to someone already here in this place. I love that verse. Whether it be easier to say the sick of the palsy sins be forgiven or to say arise, take up thy bed and walk. Let me tell you, church, it's just as easy for God to heal you of any sickness, any ailment, any disease, any addiction, any affliction in this place. It's just as easy as for God to deliver you from that, to heal your body right here and right now, as easy as it is for you to walk up here and ask God for forgiveness and for Him to say, Your sins be forgiven. I'm talking about a God that can change the way you came in to where when you walk away from this house, you're no longer the same. You're walking a new walk and you're talking a new talk. I want to preach a message tonight, just for a short amount of time. A message simply entitled this, The Press to Climb. The Press to Climb. Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now, church, and ask God to speak to His people. Mighty God, Lord Jesus, we call upon Your name. We thank You, dear Jesus, for such a special privilege and opportunity that it is, dear God, to be in Your presence once again. Lord, I ask You, Holy Ghost, right now, Jesus, to anoint my lips of clay, dear God, for I know, dear God, that I am nothing without Your anointing. God, and I ask You, dear Jesus, to speak to Your people, dear God. Speak to their hearts, their minds, their souls, dear Jesus, in a powerful way, oh God. And we'll give You the praise for it in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. And you may be seated. I want the church to understand tonight that God is in this house tonight to show divine demonstration for your miracle. He is in this place here tonight, not so that you can just come to the house of God and say that, hey, I attended another Landmark church service, but He is in this house tonight for you to walk away from this house saying, I'm not the same that I was when I woke up this morning. I'm not the same that I was when I walked into the house this afternoon. Something has broke inside of me, and I am a new individual. The Lord is in this house here tonight to break the chains of bondage, sin, sickness, and disease. There are so many, a number of people that are in this house and people that we know that are sick in their body, that have serious ailments, that have serious diseases that they're battling, that they're facing, and they've been doing for quite some time. They've been facing these situations. I believe with all of my heart that it is time for Landmark to stand higher than we've ever stood before and call upon the name that has all power and all authority and all dominion. It wasn't too long ago that there was a massive rally that took place in Washington, D.C. I believe it actually was probably just a couple years ago or so now that I think about it. A massive rally that was happening. Thousands upon thousands of people flocked the area and was standing outside to hear from our president. And there were several individuals that were brought in, several ministers that were brought in on the property to lead each person in prayer. And then the first one stepped up and he began to call upon Allah. Another one stepped up and began to call upon his God. Another one stepped up and began to call upon their God. I believe that there was some 10, 12 different ministers that were there. And then there was a Jesus name pastor that was invited to come. He was the last one to step up behind the podium and begin to call upon the one true living God. And as I watched the YouTube video of this man, he wasn't Holy Ghost filled, not water baptized, not as of yet, but there's a revelation that our pastor told us this morning, a revelation of Jesus' name that is coming to this world. And we are going to be smack dab in the middle of it. Landmark, we are going to be producers of it, I believe. We are going to reach out to a lost and a dying generation, and the revelation is going to happen here in Davidson County. This individual stepped up behind the pulpit, behind the podium, the last person to speak, and he said, now let's all bow our heads in prayer. The crowd grew very quiet, just like they did with every other prayer, and this man began to speak, and he said, Father, we're calling upon You. Calling upon the name that is above every other name. For at the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee is going to bow and every tongue shall confess. As soon as he said that, all of a sudden I began to feel goosebumps crawling on my arms. And then I saw the crowd as they began to lift their hands. And all of a sudden a wave of shout came across the nation. I'm telling you right now that there is a world out there that is hungry for it. You might think that we're just a small community of believers. But I'm telling you right now, the reason that we hear of others is because they have a big mouth, like our pastor said this morning. But if the true believers would stand to their feet and open up their mouth and begin to speak louder than those that don't believe in the name of Jesus Christ, then the revelation that was foretold will happen here in Davidson County. There are two enemies in this house here tonight in which I have come prepared to wage war against. One being the mindset of fear, and two being the spirit of contentment. I want us all, before we go anywhere else tonight, to get our minds conditioned for what God is trying to do. It was said Saturday night at prayer, don't let the size of the building intimidate the size of your shout. I remember how right across the driveway in the old sanctuary, how a shout would break out, and fear and faith became one and the same. We had faith God was going to help us build a new sanctuary, and we had fear that someone was going to get run over while running the aisles. It was tight there in that old building. But excitement overthrew exceeding number, and faith began to be fashioned. And you are now standing in another phase of the promise. Notice I said a phase and not a completed model. Landmark, we are in a phase of what God is trying to continue to do. I wish with all of my heart that we would get out of the mindset tonight that this right here is as big as it gets. I can't shout because look at the size of this building. I can't rejoice because look at the size of this house. This isn't nothing compared to what God is trying to do here in Davidson County. There was a shout that took place in the old sanctuary. The crowd was packed. The crowd was full. I believe with my whole heart that if we was to stand everybody up right now and make a beeline over to the new, to the old sanctuary, that we could not fit in the old sanctuary as of right now because of the miracles that God has already performed. But don't let it get to where you are content in what God has already done. Don't look at this and say, wow, we have arrived, because Landmark, we have yet to arrive to what God is trying to do. I'm talking about seeing people in the future that jump up out of wheelchairs and begin to run the aisles faster than you've ever run the aisles. I'm talking about the blinded eyes being opened and they begin to say, I thought this building was smaller than this, by the shout of the people. I'm talking about deaf ears being unstopped. Come on, somebody, you've got to believe it. We can't let the size of the building intimidate the size of our praise. There shouldn't be a lack of apostolic young people running the aisles. There shouldn't be a lack of apostolic moms and dads that jump and spin in the presence of God. There shouldn't be a lack of shouting hallelujah. There shouldn't be a time at prayer that it's quiet enough to hear a child cry. We have yet to see the miracles that God is going to perform in this place. Hallelujah. 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 You are now standing in the phase of a promise. If you think that this is all God wanted to do in Davidson County, then you need to look to the roof, because more are coming in. And let me tell you something else. When they hear about what Jesus is doing at Landmark, they are not going to come and be satisfied with the back row. They are going to come and they'll be front and center, because there's a hunger in the atmosphere. Let me go further and say this, that the revival that's going to happen here at Landmark is not going to happen because of new songs. It's not going to happen because of hyped up music. It's not going to happen because of a new brand new message. It's going to happen because there's going to be people that are going to make their way to this altar. And Brother Mike, we're going to look at them and we're going to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, take up your bed and walk. And when they begin to walk, the crowds are going to begin to usher in. How come? Because people don't want to just be touched. They want to be moved. That man could have been touched if he would have stood on the outskirts of the crowd. If he would have stood on the outskirts of the press, he could have been touched by the message of Jesus Christ. But it wasn't enough for him to be touched. He had to be moved. He knew that there was a miracle that could happen if he could just get close. So the press being the people that were around this building, began to push him to climb. Sometimes I believe we get too content in being in the crowd and being in the press, and we forget what it was like to climb and make it all the way to the presence of God. I find it interesting that these individuals, when they showed up to this crowd, that they had all the necessary tools to be able to get to him. Think about this. It's not written, but in a way it is written. He got to the roof. How many of you can stand flat-footed and jump on a roof? Ain't happening. So he showed up on the scene with the tools necessary, knowing that I saw this before and I saw that I couldn't get to him. So I'm going to go prepared instead of impaired. I'm going to go ready to get to him. So I need this. I need a rope. I need friends with me. I need my family with me. I need those that I know can carry my burden. I need to be around those that I know can carry me when I'm hurt. And they're not going to talk bad about me. They're not going to You're not hearing me right now. I need to be around those that I know can pick me up when I can't walk, that can carry me when I feel like I'm going to fall. And I also need those that can tear the roof off when I need a miracle. Man, Mark, what God told me here tonight is simply this. He's sick and tired of seeing people standing in the presence of God that have been here for year after year after year, and we're looking at our guests and our visitors to tear their own roofs off to get a miracle. Landmark, it is time for us to begin to tear the roof off. I'm going to say it till you believe it. It is time for us to tear the roof off. That man was impaired. He was broken. He was disabled. He couldn't move. He couldn't rip the shingles off of that house. So what happened? He had to have family. He had to have friends that was willing to say, you know what? We're going to get you there. This is how we're going to get you there. We're not going to think that it can't happen. We're not going to stand back idle. We're not going to sit in our seat and be content. We're going to tear the roof off. Landmark, if people, when they would come to this house, would begin to see that we have such an excitement and anticipation for what God is wanting to do in this place. If when they come into this house, we would look at them and say, oh, they don't even know it yet, Brother Mike, but they're going to get their miracle. How do you know? I know because I serve the God that gives out those miracles. Thank you, Brother Jeff. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a God that when they show up on the scene, we're going to look at them and say, hey, 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 you don't know what's in store for you, but your whole world is getting ready to be turned around. If guests and visitors would make their way to this house, and when they made their way to this house, not be greeted with just a friendly face, but they would be greeted with somebody that say, hey, I know you've never been here before, but I see on your face that you've got tears already forming in your eyes. Let me tell you what's happening. You're feeling the presence of God. You see, he's right over there. Come with me. I'm a professional at tearing the roof off. The whole reason that you're here today is because someone found you. Now, I'm not talking about a physical roof tearing. You begin to do that here in this house, you're going to have a problem. Brother Jeremy's going to be getting you. But I'm talking about a spiritual roof tearing off. I'm talking about people that when they come to the house of God, they're going to say, you know what? That doesn't need to be in your way. Let me show you how you move it. That addiction doesn't have to be in your life. Let me show you how you move it. Thank you. That problem doesn't have to be involved in your life. That sickness, it's not going to kill you. Let me show you how you move it. I watched this morning as God was doing such a powerful thing, while God was doing such a magnificent thing, while miracles were happening, while people were being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I couldn't help but still notice. We do that up here. Me and Dad and several others up here, Mom included, we do that. We stand up here and we see other individuals that we know need something from God, but yet something keeps them in their seat. And we pull, and we try, and we press, and we push, and we try to show them that, hey, there's so much more, there's something so much greater. You don't have to be feeling the way you feel. You don't have to leave the same way that you came in. But then something just doesn't let them move. What would it be, Landmark, if all of a sudden, as soon as the first note is struck, before the first note even possibly is struck, when we get ready to go to God and worship, and then all of a sudden, before the song can even happen, people begin to leap to their feet, clap their hands, and begin to shout and rejoice and shout the name that's above every other name. I'm telling you right now, hold on a second. I got blamed the other day while I was preaching out of town. Some young man came up to me. He said, Brother Carson, you're old-fashioned. I thought that was the greatest compliment I ever had in my life. I love it because you know what? My God has done so much for me, and I know how to get a hold of God, and I know how to get into his presence. And it's not about the lights. It's not about the backdrop. It's not about the music. It's not even about the preaching a lot of times. But you know what it's about? It's about me coming into his presence, willing to rip the roof off. Someone in this place is only one shingle away from the miraculous. Naaman found himself in a muddy mire, told to dip seven times, You've heard it said countless times, if he would have dipped six times and came up, would he be made whole? No, no. But that seventh time, something happened. It was the obedience to God's word that led him directly into the presence of God, that led him directly into his miracle. You see, God isn't slack in any miracles. He's not wondering, well, this, I know he really needs this, but where am I going to get that from? I'm a little short on those, so if you don't mind, just wait another week and I'll possibly be able to get it for you. No, God is not short on miracles. What he's short of is people that are willing to go the distance to get to where he is so they can get that miracle. You see, Naaman showed up to Elijah and he said, you know what? I surely thought that Elijah would come down and call upon the name of his God and he would lay hands upon me and the miracle would happen. But no, he didn't lay hands on me. He told me I gotta go somewhere. I'm telling you, Landmark, right now, that if you would go, you're not hearing me. I said that if you would go, where do you want me to go, Brother Carson? I'm in the house of God already. Yeah, you're in the house of God. I'm talking about go where your flesh is saying, no, don't go there. No, don't step out. No, don't clap your hands. No, don't leap for joy. No, don't shout hallelujah. You know what? I'm going to go. And as soon as you go, then something's going to happen. As soon as the press causes you to climb, then you're going to see your miracle. We have needs in this house that are tremendous. I've already said individuals with cancer, individuals with sugar, diabetes. I stopped right there because that is a major, major situation right now. Are we in a place here tonight where I can say I come against and I rebuke sugar diabetes? Are we in a place right now where I can say I come against and I bind cancer? Are we in a place right now where I can say, you know what, devil? I bind depression and I bind anxiety and I bind financial problems and I bind marital issues. I bind the spirit of pornography. I bind. Are we in a place where we can do that? Well, then let's do it, Landmark. If we have the ability to tear the roof off, then why don't we tear the roof off? Landmark is so far past bickering and fighting and gossiping and lying and cheating. And we're so far past that. God has brought us through so much that we can't begin to regress what God has progressed in our lives. We can't begin to back up on what God has already done in this place. But I'm feeling in my soul and I'm feeling in my spirit right now this simply. Someone is looking at this house, and I think I've already said it, but I'm going to say it again because I feel in the Holy Ghost. Somebody is looking at this house and they're saying, wow, how massive. Wow, how great. Wow, how big. Wow, how wonderful. But you know what? The miracles that happened in the small sanctuary were because we got ready, because we were in the press and we were willing to climb. I wish someone right now would jump to their feet and just imagine with me 10 of your family members standing shoulder to shoulder. I wish someone would jump to their feet right now and just imagine with me that you can't even step in the aisles because there's so many people here. As soon as you begin to see the press, then you begin to do the climb. The miracle is on time. The miracle is on the way. The miracle, I believe, actually is already here. There are people that are being stirred right now in their spirit, and they're not even here. They could be in other states. They could be halfway across the world. But God is doing something in their life right now. Cody, there's someone that's probably in China right now that's going to be in your choir in the future. Brother Carson, there's probably someone in Australia right now that's going to be the next youth pastor of Landmark. I'm telling you, they are there. But you don't need to allow the size of the building to intimidate the size of your shout. Feel the press to climb. Luke 19, verse 1 through 5 says this. Luke 19, verses 1 through 5. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Somebody say, Jesus was in the house. Say, Jesus was in the house. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. I can relate to this man. You're getting ready to find out why. Which was the chief among the publicans, not for that reason. He was rich, not for that reason. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was of little stature. It's because he's small. You'll get it. Because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him. For he was to pass that way. Let me stop there for just a second. If we backtrack, there was a press, a multitude of people that were blocking the sight, Zacchaeus, to be able to see Jesus. Here's the thing, Jesus wasn't even there yet. I just read it. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Zacchaeus knew his route. He knew where he was going to go. He knew where he was going to be. And so he prepared himself to be able to see. Did you come into this place here today prepared for what God wants to do? Or did you show up and then when the presence of God ushered itself into this place, all of a sudden you was in a panic and a frenzy. What do I do? Where do I go? What do I say? What do I don't know what to do. I don't know. Or did you come prepared and you went ahead and got higher than your situation, got higher than your problem, got higher than that wall that tried to block your sight, got high, you're not hearing me again, got higher than your situation, Landmark. Come on. Zacchaeus climbed up. Next scripture. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. So many people surrounding Jesus. So many people reaching out and touching him. So many people yelling and hollering at him. But then we don't read of those individuals, Jesus saying, hey, you know what? Come with me. I got to go to your house. No, no, no. He looks up and he sees a small man just standing up in a tree trying his best to see. He made a way when there seemed to be no way. And he caught eyesight with the Maker. He caught eyesight with Jesus Christ. And then all of a sudden, Jesus looked at him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste. Get down here. We're going to your house. You want the presence of God to dwell with you. Mom and dad, you want the presence of God to come into your home and completely surround your children, completely surround your marriage, completely surround your finances, completely surround your family. You know what you got to do? Sometimes you got to be willing to step up above your problem and say, you know what? That was just a little thing that got in my way. Now I can see him. And when I see him, he is going to see me. See what happens when you don't allow the press to stop you. You begin to climb. And when you climb, when you become bigger than your circumstance, then God meets you there. I watched this morning as the presence of God began to walk the aisles of this sanctuary again. And people that I know need answered prayer battled in their own mind whether to move and receive or to stay and then leave. I watched as some step out by faith and receive the Holy Ghost for the first time and miracles happen, and I saw others lose the fight to an enemy of fear and contentment. Someone in this place needs to begin to climb. Someone in this place needs to recognize and realize that His presence is here. You have come on the scene of the one who can meet your each and every need. You are in a house right now where all it would take is someone just standing up, throwing their hands to the air, and just simply saying, Jesus, God, I need you right now. And then step out by faith and begin to climb higher than your circumstance. I prayed and I asked God, God, help me, dear Lord, to share this the way that I'm feeling it. In the middle of creating this message, I almost got up from my desk and just began to walk and began to cry out to God because I want you to feel it, Landmark, what God is trying to tell us. There are people that are just on the outside of these walls right now that are waiting for someone to make a way. We can't look at them to come into this house and be able to walk, run, climb, shout, do everything the very first time they visit. Why? Because they're impaired. They're broken. So what's it going to take? It's going to take someone saying, you know what? Come with me. Come with me. Let me get you into the presence of God. You might not understand it right now, but I got a track I can hand out. Isn't that right, Brother Mike? I got a hand that I can lay on you, begin to call upon God. I've got a home Bible study that I can teach you. I got a time where I can take out of my schedule and I can come to your home and we begin to share the Word of God. And you're going to see something that you've never seen before. What are you doing, Landmark? What are you doing? I'm tearing off the roof so that someone can step past their depression, that someone can step past their worry, so that someone can step past their fear and be right smack dab face to face with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody is waiting on you to tear the roof off. I believe with all my heart that we create houses in our spirit and we create walls in our spirit, and we just completely encapsulate and cover and hide our fears many times. Young people, I know do that, but moms and dads and adults do the same. But we create something that just houses all of that fear and all that worry, and we grow to be content with it. And we believe that, hey, it's enough. Can I be real with you just for a few minutes? We believe a lot of times that, hey, it's enough that I sit here in the house of God and the pastor preaches an incredible message and it moves on me in such a way that a tear flows down my face, or it moves on me in such a way that I leave and I say, wow, what a great message. But we don't realize that if we could just simply tear apart that thing that's inside of us that completely hides and covers up all of that stuff inside of us that would just simply love to come out and just say, you know what, God, this is me. This is who I am. This is me broken. I have given everything that I am to you so that you can begin to rebuild and restore and recover and renew. And we would find ourselves at an altar of repentance. Then God would begin to build something inside of you. And when he can build something inside of you, then he's going to be able to build something greater inside of this house. You see, you're not going to be able to win souls if God can't first win you. You're not going to be able to reach out to someone about the message of God if he can't reach out to you. I'm talking to someone here today that simply needs to say, you know what, God? I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what others may think. God, I'm tearing the roof off of who I used to be. And God, I need you right now more than ever before, oh God. We need people that are willing to climb because of the press. Let's all stand. I'm going to leave you with this. There was a lady with an issue of blood. We all know the story. The Bible says that she came to the press. She came to the press. Did she give up? Did she stop? Did she give out? Did she say, well, I can hear his voice. I know he's here because I can hear people saying his name. Or did she allow her personal roof to be tore off? You see, the purpose of a roof, you're going to need to write this one down. The purpose of a roof is to keep the elements from coming in. The purpose of a roof is to keep rain and storms, all this mess from coming in. I think a lot of times that we create our own roof in our life and we think, hey, I've got this handled. I've got this taken care of. I'm protecting myself. I know that if I can maintain this demeanor, that I'm going to be able to keep all the elements away. And then we find it. Let me be youth pastor for just a second. And then we find ourselves in situations throughout life to where we wonder, how did I get here? How did I ever find myself in this? How did I ever develop such a hatred? How did I ever develop such an attitude? How did I ever develop such a? It's because all along, when you thought that you were creating something in your life that was going to be able to protect you, there was a God that just simply wanted to tear that off so that he could reach in, so that he could reach in and take hold of you and place you into something that's greater than you ever even imagined. I love Landmark because I believe that we are conditioning young people, we are conditioning moms and dads to be soul winners. And I believe it because I see it. We're to a point now to where every single service there's a new face. Every single service there's a new face. How's that happening? That's happening because there are people in this house that are saying, you know what, God, whatever your will is, whatever your way, whatever you want to do, God, I'm here. I'm available, oh God. If you can use anything, just use me, God. That's my prayer. But I do believe also that if we had 100% participation, that if we would allow the Lord to bind us together tighter than ever before, that we would be a force to be reckoned with. We already are a force to be reckoned with, but I'm talking about a revival that's greater than the revival that we are even imagining as of now. We think a church of 1,000, incredible. Absolutely, it's incredible. But Landmark, what's after that? We think of the building that's going to be built after this, but Landmark, what's after that? I'll tell you, more. More, more. As long as the Lord doesn't come back and take his church home, you know what? We're going to continue to reach. We're going to continue to find those that are hurting. We're going to continue to find those that are lost and those that are hungry. Why? Because we have a willingness to tear the roof off. This is what I want. I want us all to close our eyes and I'm going to open these altars. They've been open from the very beginning of service, but I want to open these altars for those that just simply want to tear the roof off for somebody. You see, when God blessed you, he commissioned you. He said that you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What kind of power is that? That power is to be able to go to the places where other people can't go and begin to make a way for others. It's not so that you can just maintain your lifestyle and so that you can maintain healthy living and so that you can have a good time and make a lot of money. No. That power is so that you can find somebody else that needs God. So what are you doing? I'm commissioning those to tear the roof off. Yeah, it's labor. Yeah, it's hard work. But I believe that someone in this place, maybe multiple people in this place, you're just one shingle away from the miraculous.
Sickness has to heal.
Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. We need altar workers. We need those that are willing to tear the roof off right now. Come on, somebody. Press the climb.
That matchless name.
Come on.
Jesus. Jesus. Something special. Supernatural. About the name.
Jesus. The Holy Ghost is here, folks. Let's believe the Lord for an outpouring. Let's believe the Lord for an absolute apostolic outpouring right now. In Jesus' name, let the Holy Ghost flow through you to somebody. Let it flow through you to somebody. Connect. Connect to somebody. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Receive you the Holy Ghost. There's the Holy Ghost right there. That's the Holy Ghost right there. And another one. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Something special.
In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord.